Well, did the unthinkable really happen in Washington? Did Colonel Oliver North, as reported in many newspapers last week, really become bigger television than the daytime soaps? Or to put it another way, what did the ratings show, and when did they show it? Well, on the basis of new evidence, there was no smoking Nielsen. The Colonel's so-called soap-beating numbers turned out to be early returns from ratings in the larger cities. Later on, unshredded documents revealed that the Iran-Contra hearings actually lost viewers in more rural areas during Ali's days in the witness chair. So that on the balance, the audience levels were about what they normally would have been. I'll bet that what you're dying for right now is another theory as to why Oliver North became a television hero. So happens I have one right here. It's this. Ali North is not a television hero. He's an anti-television hero. He smashed through the normal buzz and static of the video screen not because he used television well, but because he scarcely seemed to use it at all. What do I mean? Well, let's compare Oliver North to a few familiar media types chosen at random who are considered to use television well. See if you can pick up the difference.
And I am the only person on the entire planet Earth named in his appointment order.
And I am up here. We've adjusted to the slow and subtle forces of decline, much as our eyes adjust to the darkness when they come out of the light.
By which we tried very hard to live within the letter of the law.
We didn't create it. You got to play on the field that you were given. And I think, again, the decision over to the question of the ethics will come within the fraternity, within the business itself, and by the American people, who are the ultimate judge.
Wait a second. Yesterday, we talked about the need for this nation, which is a country at risk in a dangerous world, having the need to conduct covert operations.
And I just don't see it coalescing yet on the Democratic side. If I might be permitted less than an objective comment on the Republican side, I feel strong politically on our side.
I would simply like to thank the American people who have responded with their good wishes, their support, their prayers, through what has been for me and my family a long and difficult ordeal. I thank them for that, and I salute them. That is my statement, sir.
Hear the difference? The difference is passion and conviction. I'm not endorsing the Colonel's politics or policies here, by the way. I am saying this. Oliver North struck a chord because he got beyond the careful, neutral, market-researched, audience-conscious, non-language of standard videoese. He touched an ancient, almost primitive yearning in those who heard him, a yearning not being picked up by the engineers of mass taste. The tragedy here is that Oliver North could not really satisfy that yearning, at least not for most Americans. His heroic image was tainted by the record of his lies, his abuses of accountability, and finally by an overdose of the very passion and conviction that had made him leap out of the screen. In this respect, sadly enough, Oliver North was just another television image, one whose personality overwhelmed his relationship to the Constitution. But before Oliver North fades completely into the maw of television memory, let's give him credit for one achievement. He reminded a nation of its hunger for the public voice of passion and conviction.